Welcome back to it's not even a week anymore. It's the first week of the playoffs. Yay! I can't believe it's gone by so fast.
Jokers are wild.
Jokers are wild. Lots of things happening in the NFL right now. How are you guys doing?
I'm ready for the playoffs. I don't know
Yeah,
about you guys.
like I'm relieved. I don't know if I'm relieved if I feel like this is the new start, but yeah, let's.
What do you mean, new start?
I don't know. I got kind of witchy last couple weeks. I just, it's like gloom and doom, I feel like. And you don't know who's going to play. I'm going to play. I'm not going to play. Maybe I'll play. Maybe I'm not going to play. Do I care? Do I not care? Am I going to tank? It was impossible for me. I had what I thought was money, and some of it was, and some of it was not, but it was just witchy to me. I don't know how you guys feel.
I had my best record in the Circa contest this year,
Yay.
well above 500, which is great. Obviously, that's not good enough to end up in the money, but I think the contest is something we do every year for fun. There was a lot of drama around the Circa contest at the end between Survivor. T, you'll appreciate this. Circa Survivor, $6 million prize. Three people left. One person took the Jaguars. He's
On
in the
Thursday
money.
night, so he was cruising. Or
One,
Saturday night.
right. One person took the Colts. And the Colts lost on a last second Hail Mary fourth down pass that should never have been caught. The guy lost $2 million on that
That's
throw. So the other two guys split the $6 million pot. But can you imagine? Because T Survivors, that's your thing.
Yeah.
They
No.
went entire 18 weeks and it came down to one pass. And
Not
it
to
just
mention
goes.
that the third guy that split had Seattle and they were in overtime with the Rams. That could have
Yeah.
gone, and the Rams were winning it pretty late in that game. He could have been knocked out, and the Jaguars dude could have taken it all home. So that must have been interesting in that Circa Sportsbook.
It's really true. So, T, I will ask you as the Moneyline Mama, the Survivor, you won your Philly call last week. If anybody is paying attention, you're 17-1. I said to Jay, we were texting back and forth. I said, it's better to be lucky than smart when it comes to these contests. What do you think?
I mean, that's really all that it is at the end of the day. You have no idea. I have no idea what's going to happen, if someone's going to get hurt, if the game will even be played, to
Right.
be honest, at this point in the NFL. So I feel like it's all luck. You sit down at a blackjack table or you throw some dice on craps. It's literally all luck. No one knows what's going to happen. So, I don't know. Yeah, I feel like that's my strategy, is I toss kind of like, okay, let's put the pieces together and the track history and then go forward. That's
Yeah,
all.
I don't know. There's something about the way you do it though that's like, by speaking for myself, maybe Jay or whoever is out there gambling, you try to analyze, you try to break things down so much to the teeth that all of a sudden you're like, what am I doing? I started off liking the Vikings. Now I'm liking the Giants all of a sudden because I talked myself out of this or I talked myself out of that. And your rationale is just kind of like, this is what I think. This is why I think it. So you always have something to back it up with, but at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how you get to the store, right? What route you take, as long as you get there, and you got there 17 times. So
Wild. I think besides luck, what frustrates me most as a gambler is you do all of your homework, you listen to whoever you want to listen to in terms of how they're playing it, you crunch down the numbers. And after all of that, you place your bet, and then some guy fumbles, like right when they're about to score a touchdown. And obviously, if you're on the other side, that's great. But what is all that studying and all that homework for? These turnovers are so frustrating to me. That's my number one pet peeve about gambling. Our turnovers kill me. I mean, how many wins would we all have if the ball wasn't turned over? So,
And the other thing that kills me is these guys get riled up in this 15-yard personal foul after the play because of some shove. So unnecessary, doesn't get anything solved. Next thing you know, 15 yards. Like, those guys I want to kill when that happens.
That was
I want to jump through the
really
television when somebody
it's
shoves somebody and the
wild.
flag comes out at the end.
that Green Bay. Yeah, that was
I can't imagine
ridiculous.
This guy in Survivor watching this game. $2 million can solve 99% of my problems in my life.
Yeah.
If there's any.
Oh, sure. Oh yeah. I said to Carly, I go, this guy just lost $2 million on one pass and he made it Same. The entire year. And she right away, she goes, I would cry. I would physically cry.
I would have to be like, I need 24 hours to recover.
I would come out of my room for a minute.
Not to mention the whole entire game, you're like, oh my God, I'm going to win $2 million. This is going to, I can do this.
And you're already counting the money, huh?
Gone.
Yeah. And then people go, oh, I hope he hedged. Listen, if that's me, I don't have $500,000.
Nobody does.
To hedge. So like I could win $2 million. So let me hedge it with $500,000, then I'll still walk with $1.5 million. Where am I going to get the $500,000 from? I'm not going to lie. I don't have it laying around.
Hey, who's taking that bet for you?
Right.
That's
right. Right. Oh. And so I think there's a thing at Circa, though. Derek calls them up and says, you guys want to come sit in my private table? Let's have some beers and chill and let's watch your thing. We're out by the pool. I don't ever go, but I know that's a thing. And so in that case, I'm sure that if you say to Derek, hey, you know, I'm putting 500 the other way, he'll probably take the bet, you know, in that situation. But other than that, I don't know who's going to take that bet, you know, when they already know you have the other side.
Circa is something that we kind of always touch on in this podcast. And also, you could argue that this podcast came out of our love for the Circa contest and football betting and everything. And to have Survivor and also the Millions contest come down to the very last plays of the last games is high drama. I wish I could have been there in the book to see those guys like freaking out. But I'm a little sad it's over, and we'll go next year.
But on that note, also not to interrupt you, but on Circa Millions, one guy had the Packers, the other guy had the Lions.
Yep.
Imagine that. The last game of the year watching that game.
Yikes.
Number one and number two.
The finishes to the contest, sometimes the contests are already done and people are just cruising to the finish line. But this year, it was a sweat to the very end. So anyway, fun year, great contest. In the beginning of the year, I buy always my ritual, very low dollar amount futures on teams that I think are going to win the Super Bowl just for fun.
Mm-hmm.
So I did this last year on the pod. It's everybody's favorite time of year when I get to rip up some of my future investments.
Oh, no.
So I'm actually looking kind of smart. So I have a stack of Circa tickets here.
Okay.
And this is actually the top one here is pretty good. Eagles to win the Super Bowl. I got 18-1 on that, which I'm sure that you can't get that anymore. That's pretty good.
Wait, can I ask you real quick before you go into them? Did you purchase these all on the same date?
I did.
What date? Does it say on there?
Yeah,
it should say it on there.
September 1st.
September. Okay, good. Good to know.
Yeah, because I registered for the contest, and then I just, for fun on my way out, I just said, hey, if these teams win the Super Bowl, great, and I stick the tickets in a drawer, waiting for this very moment on our pod.
Okay. But you thought, you always have a soft spot for Philly, like since we were back in high school. You always kind of liked the Eagles. Is that what that was? Because you couldn't have seen this coming.
I fell in love with Buddy Ryan's defense. And you know me, I love defense. That's why I always like the Ravens. That's why I love the Steelers. Like teams that have that shutdown defense, I don't know why. That's my jam. I like that. So the Eagles made me fall in love with them. And plus, LA, if you think about it, the Raiders, the Rams, they've moved away. The Rams came back. I don't really have an affinity for the Chargers necessarily. So I don't like, in terms of football, my allegiance is to kind of those teams that I really dig, and Steelers, Eagles, coming from Los Angeles, you wouldn't expect that, but whatever. Those are my teams.
That's 18-1. It's nice.
Yeah.
That's
18-1 on Eagles. Does anyone want my 10-1 on Aaron? I don't know if I want to play football again.
Rip
Green
it up.
Bay. Goodbye.
Light it on fire.
Goodbye. Do you guys have anything to say about Aaron Rodgers? Is he gonna stick around for next year? Is he gonna mope some more? He never changes his mopey dopey I'm doing you a favor, right? We've said that for two years now. Tell me.
I know what he's going to do. He's going to mope, and then he's going to want some attention. And then he's going to say, I'm going to do something drastic, whether that be switch teams or retire, unless somebody does something. And then they're going to have talks, and then nothing's going to happen, but give him more money. And then he's going to mope some more, and then he'll still play football.
Ooh, okay.
I feel like that's what happens every single year.
Yeah.
Or he could just go away into his ayahuasca cave and say bye-bye.
He said that he won't know. He said something kind of weird. He said, I won't know how I feel until I'm away from it for a little while.
Mm.
But like, you've been in the league 16 years, you're away from it every off season. And I know your off seasons go longer because you're usually
that's
in
what I'm saying. He's gonna,
but you're walking, you're doing the same shit you do every year. You're waiting until next season. So, I mean, what are you gonna learn by playing golf and thinking about the off season? I don't get that. It's weird.
First of all,
you hope he comes back. We all know that.
Ayahuasca Cave is headlining Lollapalooza next year.
Oh, I want to go.
That's number one. Number two, Jay, I think you hit it on the nose. You said you got two grumpy old men in this league, Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers. But you pointed out, which I totally agree with, the difference is Tom Brady loves football.
Loves football.
Tom Brady stays late and he comes in early. Tom Brady will meet his receivers during COVID at a high school field to dial in their, you know, their running routes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Aaron Rodgers doesn't show up for preseason.
Brady will give up his wife
and his family.
Thank you. Like one,
that's
these,
real. That's not a joke.
I don't believe just because they're the old guys that you can lump both of them in the same like vernacular of, oh, they're just, you know, they're the goats and they're resting on their laurels. No, Tom Brady still tries as hard as he can every time. And Aaron Rodgers is so conflicted. He's so in his own head all the time with, do I want to be a game show host? No one knows. And again, my daughter goes to the University of Wisconsin. There's a lot of cheeseheads there. I have adopted the state of Wisconsin. I root for those teams. It's just as disrespectful to all those cheeseheads who come out every Sunday, sit in the freezing cold and root on the Packers. They deserve better. And I don't know if that's Jordan Love, but I'm so tired of Aaron Rodgers and his sourpuss. And he actually won me over this year and I fell back in love. And now I'm back off the age range. So
we'll see. Suck you back in.
Preseason, I'll be back on. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. When you take your hiatus, like he's taking his, you'll be back. You'll be fine.
I'm going to the ayahuasca cave. You can bet on it.
The one analogy I will say is, in closing with this, hopefully for the rest of the year, is unless any crazy news comes up in the next 2 weeks, it sucks headlines away from the playoffs and Super Bowl. It's like Kobe Bryant and like an Allen Iverson. Allen Iverson's in the Hall of Fame, but he's not Kobe. Like there's a lot of Hall of Famers. Aaron Rodgers is going to the Hall of Fame for sure, but he's never going to be Tom Brady. And the difference is the ethic. Kobe Bryant was in the gym while Allen Iverson was at the club. And that's a fact. Allen Iverson would be the first one to tell you that.
Yeah.
Just outwork you.
Facts.
And Tom Brady will outwork you. The good news is we still got one grumpy old man left in the playoffs. And they are 2,800-1 to win the Super Bowl.
Ooh, that's sexy.
Yeah.
Plus I like that.
2,800.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, so, you know, there's a couple things also, like everyone's saying Bills, Niners, Eagles, even the Eagles have not the greatest odds. What do you think of some of these odds? I could spit a couple out and just say yes or no or not a shot. Baltimore Ravens plus 3,700.
Not a shot. And I love the Ravens. I think Lamar is holding out for a contract. I don't think he's going to play this weekend. What do you think?
It's too up in the air. And, I feel like why didn't Huntley start last week? Were they saving him for this week in case he got hurt? That tells me Lamar's not playing. But anyway, that was one of my Super Bowl picks, mind you, again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Lamar.
Mine too.
Jacksonville plus 4,800.
I mean,
young Jacksonville Jags. Trevor Lawrence's hair.
You got to love it. Jesus. I like, who doesn't like the hair?
This is hair versus hair, you know. Justin Herbert versus Trevor Lawrence.
You all know that hair is my main point of handicapping. Speaking of beard game, on a side note, as you're doing this, Justin, your favorite coach in the NFL with the strongest sculpted beard game is no longer the coach of the Arizona Cardinals. Any, do you want to shed a tear? Any condolences?
I don't wish anyone to get fired. That's not how that's not how I'm living. When I heard that on the radio yesterday, it was like I just like had a bet on the Lakers and someone hit three at the buzzer. I was like, oh, fired.
Yeah.
And the only reason he didn't get fired before Lovie is because Lovie won the game that he wasn't supposed to win. And they fired him in the locker room.
Are we a little sad that we're not going to have Cliff with a K around anymore to make fun of? No.
He's going to go work at Taco Bell. He's going to find another job.
No, he'll be an offensive coordinator or he'll go back to college, but he's not going to head coach for a while. And he doesn't have the personality to be on television. He's not going to be in the booth. So good riddance. Four wins. Good riddance. They said Kyler Murray was going to have a lot to do or say about the hiring of the next head coach. That's uplifting.
I don't believe in Kyler. I'll say it right now. I've said it all along. I don't believe in him.
And John Beam, their
he's a chump.
Their president or whatever, GM, stepped down as well.
Yeah.
So they're in trouble.
Let's hear the rest of your tickets.
Okay, so Vikings still alive. I have Vikings to win the Super Bowl 25-1. They feel like a fraud to me. I'll put that one, but they're still alive. Tom Terrific. I got the Bucks at only 10-1. So obviously the odds are not in my favor on that one. The odds are better now if you get this ticket Tom Brady, but I'll still keep it. The helmet on your shelf behind you.
Rams.
The LA Rams were 12-1 to win the Super Bowl. Goodbye, Baker Mayfield.
Lame.
I'd say goodbye, Matt Stafford. I wouldn't say goodbye, Baker Mayfield.
Oh, you think they'll keep Baker and get rid of Matt Stafford?
No, I'm not saying that, but Matt Stafford was involved in more of those losses than Baker was.
Mm. This could be my most viable ticket. This is 49ers to win the Super Bowl, 17-1. I'll take it. Here we go. I can't rip it up yet, but it's almost as good as ripped. Sorry, Miami Dolphins. 45-1. There's no way, right?
You know what they are right now? 6,500-1.
Jeez. Okay. All right. I'll rip it up possibly after they play the Bills this weekend. And speaking of the Bills, I have the Bills, not the greatest odds, 5.5-1, because they've been the odds on favorite the entire year.
And they're plus 420 now. So that really didn't, that went down barely.
Barely. Baltimore.
Niners are tough.
Baltimore, 17-1. I do think Lamar's going to hold out. I don't see him playing, but I could be wrong. We'll keep it around. And even if he plays, does he beat Joe Burrow in Cincinnati?
Went into Kansas City last year. Joe Burrow's got ice in his veins.
He doesn't mind traveling. Also, only one quarterback in the NFL has consistently showed up in a full-length fur coat, and that's Joe Burrow, and I love that.
Yeah.
Okay? I don't
know if they're 7-0
politically ETS? Correct faux fur or what that is, but I dig that. What are they?
7-0 ATS, all with wins.
Wow.
So whether they've won 7 in a row and they covered the spread 7 times in that 7 in a row, won every game, not including the Buffalo, which we don't know, but they were about to smash Buffalo too.
Joe Burrow's a winner. This one hurts my heart. I love you, Mike Tomlin. On this podcast preseason, I said one of my best preseason bets were Mike Tomlin over 8 regular season wins. It was touch and go there for a while, but he pulled it out. Steelers, 75-1 to win the Super Bowl.
Yikes.
Ouch.
That was one Kenny Pickett injury away from making this playoffs.
Somebody was saying this is kind of funny. Do you guys watch Ted Lasso? I saw a couple episodes of the first season. The premise is the owner of the team hires a crappy coach, Ted Lasso, because they want to tank the team. So they're saying that that's what the Colts did. They put Jeff Saturday in there to make sure. Like, so anyway, Colts 20-1. Bye bye, Jeff Saturday.
Well, you know, Ursay is not any stranger to tanking before. He tanked to get Andrew Luck, and he's admitted it. Like, yeah, we tanked to get Andrew Luck. So
that franchise stinks. Wouldn't
put it past him.
They stink. I like Jonathan Taylor. Okay. Oh, I did get a Chiefs ticket. Chiefs 8-1. I'll take that. That's viable. LA Chargers 14-1.
Did you get the whole? Yeah. Did you play the board?
Looks like it almost.
Can't play the. We can't win if you don't play the board.
Like, and I have the Bears at a million.
This team, T, this was your pick to click this year. Could be one of the most disappointing seasons in the history of the NFL.
Denver Broncos. Darn it.
That's right.
Russell A.
Cooking. Mile highs. You can stay up there in the mile high.
Russell A. cooking this year.
Shoot.
And I'm so sorry. And I took them last week on the pod, and they are your local faves, Silver and Black, 25-1.
Oh, that was, you love that.
They suck.
That was my favorite.
Yeah.
All right. So I still have a good amount of tickets left. And as we go along in the next few weeks of the playoffs, I'm sure I'll be ripping up a few more, but we'll see.
Perfect. I love that.
Well, I know one thing, one quarterback that's in the playoffs and one quarterback that's not. Quarterback that's not is Aaron Rodgers. The quarterback that is Geno Smith.
Which is so funny. At the beginning of this year, you guys were ragging on him.
He threw for the most yards of any Seattle quarterback in franchise history, most attempts, most yards, and most, I want to say, touchdowns.
Would he be
considered for MVP? Every record? No.
No, okay, because that's
Patrick Mahomes.
That would have been funny because you said at the beginning of the year.
Somebody put a bet in. It was 10,000 to one.
Yeah. He might.
So Patrick Mahomes will win the MVP.
He might win comeback player of the year.
Yeah. It's weird because he wasn't really hurt. Bench.
Should we get into this week? We're going to do a little different. We're going to hear from you two gentlemans first, and then I shall do my Moneyline Mama. So let's get into Justin's pick.
The only thing more fun than watching football is betting on it. Ready to make some cash?
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
I agree with everybody, including Jason, that the Minnesota Vikings are kind of paper and they're kind of like, come on, give me a break. But this is a lock for me.
Wow.
I'm just going to come out. I'm not going to waste any time. They're playing the Giants in Minnesota.
Okay.
And the mantra all year has been, oh, Minnesota's so lucky that, you know, that they can't lose a coin flip and everything's going their way, which it has, which very much has. But the reality is that it has, and it's garnered them a home playoff game. They won the division, brand new head coach versus another brand new head coach. Both of them could be coaches of the year, Dable or O'Connell. I mean, you pick. But I just think this is going to be a little too much for the Giants here. The line is 3, and I think that this is like they're giving away money here. I don't see Minnesota losing their home play. They can go get smashed after that. They can go play Philly. I think you're going to see who's who this weekend with everybody. You're going to see who's who. I don't think there's going to be any shockers this weekend. I don't know if people are going to cover or not, but I don't think the cream's going to rise to the top. Here, I love Minnesota in this spot. -3. It's not going to move. It hasn't so far. I don't think it's going to. Get it in now if you're worried about it. But I love Minnesota here. -3 against the Giants for my first playoff pick of 2022. What do you guys think?
The Vikings have a really great record right now, and I think they're on a streak. So I feel like it's been a while since they've been in this position.
Yeah, the luck will run out. I don't think it runs out this weekend.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
I don't, as you always say, I don't have skin in the game. Like, I emotionally, I want the Giants to kill Minnesota because I hate Kirk Cousins and I hate their paper defense. But I understand your point that once playoff starts, like, it's hard to be taking these underdogs that I've been falling in love with all season because perhaps Minnesota has a good home field advantage. And although the back of my mind says Dable better coach, and if Saquon can go mental against that shitty defense, Giants have a chance to cover 3 probably, but you've been chalk lately, so I say you ride with it.
Well, here, I mean, I just think if I'm going to get my one last Minnesota, this is the one. What are you thinking for your first pick of wild card weekend?
Well, I had some stuff lined up, but then there was a very aggressive line move that was not in my favor.
I know which one.
and you know which one. So I'm thinking now, and I said, because I was playing teasers the first week or two and just completely whiffing on everything. But now that there's this line move, I wonder if I'll go back to my teaser. Should I just say what my first pick is?
Please. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's okay. Go ahead and run it. Let's switch it up this week.
Let's switch it up. So for my first pick, I've had a consistent handicap all year. And my consistent handicap is things are witchy in Florida. When you go down to Florida, sometimes your grip on the ball is a little humid and loose. And sometimes weird Florida things happen to you. And under that umbrella, I am going to create now, because of this aggressive line move, a Florida teaser. And my Florida teaser is Duval, Jayville Jaguars. They're at Pick'em. If they were still getting 1.5, I'd just take them straight up. But now I'll take Jacksonville on the teaser +6, and I will tease it to Tom Terrific in another Florida spot.
Okay. I thought you were going the Miami route. I got
+9.
Yeah.
+9. Give me the Florida connection. Give me Jacksonville +6, and I'll tease it to Tampa Bay +8.5. That's my Florida teaser. What do you think?
I can buy that for a nickel.
Mm.
Yeah.
T, what do you think?
I think you're TB.
Do you know Tom Brady has never lost to the Dallas Cowboys in his life?
7-0 against the Cowboys.
They also have the lowest record right now.
Yeah, but they won their division. I mean, it is what it is, but it's like, come on, dude. They're a home dog. The guy's never lost to them. Dak Prescott's handing the ball away like a loaf of bread right now.
He is.
It's not Dallas. This is all Dak. And Jerry Jones said on an interview 3 weeks ago, everything runs through Dak, and he's right. And Dak's going to run them out of the playoffs. He's playing horribly right now. I love that. Tampa Bay, straight up, actually.
Yeah.
Right on.
All right. I will take my Florida teaser, and I will lock it up.
The only thing more fun than watching football is betting on it. Ready to make some cash?
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
Okay, guys. As I've been called lately, chalky, which is true, and it hasn't been faring very well, I'm going to go the other direction.
Mm-hmm.
The San Francisco 49ers are playing, and I know, look at the look on his face. They're playing the Seattle Seahawks for the not once, twice, but the third time this year. They have averaged or combined in the two games, Seattle, 20 points. I think the first game was 35-7, and the other one was like they scored 13 or 14. Smashed in both games. They're 10-0 since the acquisition of Christian McCaffrey. They're fully loaded. Debo, Kittle, defense, Bosa, loaded, locked, and loaded. The one thing here is this Purdy situation. The guy was a 7th round last pick in the draft, Mr. Irrelevant. He's been playing amazingly. Shanahan should get coach of the year on the strength that he lost, not his first string, second string, but he's using his third string quarterback who's now undefeated. And this, my friends, is where you're going to see why he's Mr. Irrelevant. And I think he's going to make mistakes early and often.
Oh.
And if he gets hurt, it's who's going to quarterback? Christian McCaffrey? I think they hired Josh Johnson or something like that. But this is where Purdy takes a Purdy poo.
And I'll be right.
I'm getting 10 points. 10 points in the playoffs. Now, this is going to go two ways. Seattle's going to win the game outright, or they're going to get smashed.
Mm.
So I'm going to take the 10, and I'm going to hope that they win the game. If I'm wrong, my San Francisco pick for the Super Bowl is still alive. Yeah, I did that.
It's a win-win.
Yeah, I did that. Either way, I'll take 10 points here. It's very hard to beat a team three times in one season. And I think Purdy's had a pretty nice little five games or whatever. He hasn't really played anybody tough. You know, they've kind of been going through their motions. And this is playoff time. This is Pete Carroll. And I don't know. I think this is where the rookie's going to show you why, party's over, Cinderella. So I don't know. You tell me what you think, but I'm taking Seattle in this one plus the 10. She's looking away.
What do you think, Jason?
This must be Moneyline Mama.
I'm overjoyed. I have waited weeks and weeks.
Please calm down. You're overjoyed.
I am overjoyed.
I'm overjoyed.
Control yourself.
Yeah.
I'm extremely happy right now.
I'm so happy right now.
I'm also on NPR. Welcome to the dark side, Mr. Chocolicious. Chaka Khan, come on over. Love the handicap. You know I love the 10 points. Seattle's going to put up some. They've been averaging about 17 points. And I know that San Francisco's been averaging, you know, 14 more points than any of their opponents on this hot streak. But I can tell you from living in LA, you guys have had the same thing. There's going to be weather issues. I think it's going to be raining. And I think points aren't going to be easy to come by. And I think that a lot of people are playing the under. And if you're playing the under and you're getting 10 points, I don't know. I like that pick a lot. It's gutsy. It's uncomfortable. It's standing in front of the freight train. It's everything I like about sports betting. So yeah. I really like that Seattle.
And this is a situation where you bet the 10, and then if it goes up to 10 and a half or 11, bet it again and keep betting. Yeah. You know, if you feel for it. And both those other games went under, by the way, way under, 35-7. And the other one was like 24-13, like both of those games went under. So I love that under pick. But
yeah, absolutely.
Here I go. Walking into the wild card.
Here I go again.
Give me Seattle plus the tension and lock it up.
The only thing more fun than watching football is betting on it. Ready to make some cash?
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
All right. This is very easy, very quick. There's one team in the NFL that's 22-3 ATS in their last 25 games. That's the Cincinnati Bengals. Joe Burrow has a floor-length fur coat. I think that's swagalicious. I like that. I've liked him since LSU. My whole handicap is I don't think Lamar plays. If Lamar plays, I'm going to look like a moron because I think that he'll put up a better fight than Hundley. But give me the Bengals at home, -6.5. Baltimore's defense has been stout lately. But I think that the more Lamar holds out, the more that his teammates get a little demoralized by that. Right. Because I don't think his teammates believe that Hundley's going to take them to the promised land. Like, you can plug in a Brock Purdy for San Fran or some of these backup quarterbacks. Even Bridgewater for Miami is better. But when you see like Skylar Thompson comes in, when you're scraping the bottom of the barrel now, I think the other people don't try as hard, don't believe that they're going to get past this round either way. I think Cincinnati's a covering machine. It's not a difficult handicap. I'm just going to lay the wood. I never lay this many points, but give me Cincinnati. It's still under a touchdown, 6.5. What do you guys think?
Well, I mean, they just saw each other 5 days ago, mm-hmm. and the line was 9 because of no Lamar and probably no Huntley, and they got smashed. They lost by 11. In Cincy, and this line is 6.5 because they think Lamar is going to play. That's why it's 6.5. It was 9 5 days ago. Why is it 6.5 now in the playoffs?
Right.
He ain't playing. I love that pick.
All right. T, what do you think about Joe Burrow?
I like that.
I love him.
I just think it's funny that nobody picked the Bills.
They're so many points.
They'll still win.
That's true.
Next week.
That's true.
Well, maybe the show's not over. Maybe somebody will pick the Bills.
Maybe somebody will take the Bills, mama.
Well, I think you should lock that up.
All right.
I like it.
On the advice of the Moneyline Mama, I'm going to lock up the Cincinnati Bengals. Lock it up.
The only thing more fun than watching football is betting on it. Ready to make some cash?
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
And don't forget to like and subscribe to our channel. If you're watching on YouTube, please give us a thumbs up. It's right there. Just click it. You literally just click it and it gives you a thumbs up. And leave a comment, please. We'd love to hear from you. Show your friends, spread the news that FNL is amazing. And also, if you're listening, don't forget to rate and review and listen on your drive to work, when you're falling asleep, etc. Thank you so much. Well, I guess I'll get into my pick.
Do we need a drum roll?
No.
This is going for 18-1.
Stop with the pressure. It's a lot. Listen, this is what makes me not sleep at night. Okay. It's a lot of pressure. This is what makes me not sleep at night. No. No.
Maybe Justin and I are sleeping too much at night.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's not Wyatt.
No, just plain and simple. I'm going to pick the 49ers.
Ooh.
Oh. Rivalry in the Dana house. Sheesh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they can win by less than 10.
I just think that Brock Purdy, over the course of the season, has showed his inexperience, but he also plays really well. Mm-hmm. So I think it's been the like surprising arrival of him. He has completed 67% of his passes, which is a pretty good percentage, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to win this game. I have confidence that they're probably going to win this game. But then the problem is that they're probably going to play the Eagles next, something like that. And that's, I think, where the truck, I think it'll stop there.
I mean, they're the best team right now. It's just sad that, it's not sad because the guy's doing team? Well. San Francisco is the best team. They're a motor running right now, but they don't have a true starting quarterback, and I think it's going to catch up with them in the playoffs.
So, but
they'll win this.
This could be a Hail Mary for them, and if they win, then they can get a little bit farther and then a little bit farther. So I am picking the 49ers. I feel pretty good about it, and I know what you think. I know what you think.
They can win. They just can't win by 10. That's all.
Everybody's
happy.
It's 2-1.
Why do you have
girls versus boys?
Yeah. Why do you have so much confidence? You act like you're 17-1. Yeah, what do you know?
Stop.
I don't know anything, actually, is the thing. So
someone said to me the other day, "You stink at gambling." I said, "Yep, my wife's Moneyline Mama."
Who said that?
I'm getting a Moneyline Mama t-shirt. Yeah. I'm married to the Moneyline Mama.
Lock it up.
The only thing more fun than watching football is betting on it. Ready to make some cash?
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
All right, let's recap. The Moneyline Mama says, if you want money, take the 49ers. What does she know? She's only 17-1, minus 460. Justin, kind of chalky, kind of doggy. I like it. Switching it up this week. Minnesota, minus 3. Seattle, plus 10. I'm revisiting my teasers. Don't ask me. Jason likes a teaser. Jacksonville plus 6 to Tampa Bay plus 8.5. I also like the Cincinnati Bengals laying it at home minus 6.5. And that's our show.
I love it.
Very nice. Well, guys, let's have a healthy, happy, safe playoffs. Let everybody finish these games and not get hurt. Let's compete. Let's beat the book, as always. But gamble responsibly.
Or not.
Or not. It's your cash. Do what you want. But we try to around here. And I'm going to put my house on the line.
No, we're not going to do that.
You're
going to
go live in an Minnesota ayahuasca cave?
Vikings.
Probably not anytime and soon. We're going to be doing that.
Handing over the deed.
Nope.
To Derek Stevens. And I'm locking it up.
No, we're not. No,
great show. Great season. Cheers to both of you. Thank you. Again, so much fun to do this with you guys.
Great season. Is this it?
Well, regular season.
Yeah.
Regular season.
Let's kick it into the playoffs and let's keep up the rhythm. Let's keep it going. We got 4 more weeks, guys, of this season. So let's do it. Let's do it right.
On one hand.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye. Thank you for supporting Friday Night Locks by clicking the like and subscribe button and leaving us a review. Thanks again for tuning in, and see you all next week. Good luck at the book.